Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
What show do you hate watch? You hate it, but you still have to watch it. 1-800-330-9999. I have a standing play date on Wednesdays with my friend Jill. She has twins that are the same age as my toddler, Dakota.
All right.
So every Wednesday we get together. And this past week, she said to me, she goes, I just started watching Orphan Black. And she's like, I really like it. Why don't you start watching it with me? And then while the kids play, it'll be like our book club, but we don't have to read.
Right.
And I was like, that sounds awesome.
I mean, that sounds like a decent plan. Right. I haven't watched that show, but I've heard of it.
So, I mean, I don't know anything about it. But then I started getting nervous because I just finished hate watching The Crown. Now, when The Crown started, it was so good. Like,
oh,
it was juicy.
Yeah.
My name is Elizabeth.
Long live Queen Elizabeth.
I was in for it.
Claire Foy.
Yeah.
Everybody liked the first queen, I think, a little bit more. They're not there for the older queen as much.
Right, which is sad because she does a great job. But anyway,
she does.
Somewhere along the line, I would say, when, you know, Claire, she kind of finished and the new queen came in.
After season two.
Yeah, I lost it. Like, I wasn't into it. But I was so committed that I had to continue watching it that I started hate watching it.
Yeah, you know it's not over, by the way, right?
I know.
They've got more seasons to come. There'll be another queen on top of it. You may like her or not like her.
They need to literally make it all about Diana, otherwise I have zero interest.
That's how most of America feels.
Right. But then I started thinking, when she was talking about Orphan Black, I looked it up and I'm like, it has five seasons. It has 50 episodes.
It's a real commitment.
It's a commitment.
Yeah.
So that means that if I don't like it, just like The Crown, I gotta keep watching it. And I don't know if I'm down to hate watch another series.
Yeah, it's terrible. And hate watching happens for a couple different reasons. I mean, first off, like you said, shared experience. So somebody's asking you to conversate about it with them. That's one thing.
Yeah.
The other thing is something starts good and then it just goes terrible after that. It doesn't last.
But you're committed to it and you feel like you have to finish it.
Yeah, I've had multiple shows like that. I mean, my biggest example recently is Shameless. I just can't stand this show. I haven't been able to stand this show for at least a few seasons at this point. There was a time Emmy Rossum, who played Fiona on the show, was fantastic. And there was this guy in there, Jimmy Jack Steve, who had three names because he was a con artist.
Okay.
Justin Chatwin is the actor. Mm-hmm. And they had fantastic chemistry. And when you have two actors that have great chemistry, they can carry a show by themselves. He left the show. The show kind of meandered around for a few seasons, and now it's just gotten even worse. Now she left the show. It's even worse.
Okay. So you have to keep watching it. But why? Why do we have that in us that, like, once we become invested in a show that we have to continue to watch it even when we don't like it anymore?
Well, I'll tell you why. My wife keeps me watching it.
Okay.
She makes me watch
it
because she watches it.
So you hate watch because your wife pressures you into it.
That's right.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What's that show that you hate watch? What's that show that you hate watch? You can't stand it anymore. You barely liked it when it started, but now you're just committed to it. 1-800-330-9999.
I hate watching The Walking Dead.
Yeah, it's so over.
You said so old.
It is so over. It's been over. I mean, just give me the movie with Rick already at this point, all right? I want to know where the helicopter went. That's really all I care about. I don't care if Michonne ever comes back. Don't come back. No.
Exactly. I loved watching it, but all of the original characters died.
Yeah.
And it's like, why continue? Like, this is
Norman Reedus as Daryl seems like a really nice guy, but an Oscar-winning actor, he is not.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you hate watch?
I even hate to say it out loud, but WWE. I know it's corny. I know. But look, I don't even enjoy it anymore. It's just I have been literally watching since I was a kid. And basically, it's like I got to keep up with the storyline. It's my soap opera. It's like Days of Our Lives. It's ridiculous. I can't let go.
You're not alone, man. I know a couple grown men that are watching it, too.
Yep.
Thank you for your understanding.
They used to do their own wrestling show on a cable access channel in our neighborhood when we were younger.
Oh my gosh.
They had a turnbuckle built out of toilet paper.
I still have a podcast.
That was the real confession.
Tana and Raven, what do you hate watch?
I don't get it, honestly. Game of Thrones. Okay, I think I'm the only person who's never seen it. The only reason I'm watching it is because my boyfriend is obsessed. It's ridiculous, and I can't stand dragons.
Well, listen.
A woman on top of dragons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have you gotten to that part yet? Because at that part, it's pretty good by then. The first four seasons, a little bit slow.
But you made it through four seasons. See, I never watched Game of Thrones, so I don't have I don't know. But everyone that I know watched it absolutely became obsessed with it. But it just seems like such a commitment.
It is. First four or five seasons, I was like, all right. It had its moments, but it kind of dragged on. But man, after that, woo, when them dragons start flying, girl, it's on.
It's so corny. I can't stand it. Honestly, I don't get it.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you hate watch?
The Masked Singer. I hate the show, the masks and the panel and all of it, but it drives me crazy not knowing the answer to who's behind the mask. So I still watch to find out.
Me too. It's so true. And my daughter loves to watch it too. And I always tell her, I go, you're not going to know who it is. It's not anybody really famous. I promise. It's somebody that you've never heard of before. And every time she's like, Selena Gomez, Taylor Swift. I go, baby girl, it's not.
No, neither of them are showing up.
Ever.
Not ever, unless they are the last judge for the last year that the show is going to be on. I've only flipped through. I don't watch the show. I've only caught a minute here or there. But you're right. The panel is not great.
They don't bother me.
No, they bother me. That is not the same as Simon, Paula, and Randy. Like, I mean, you set everything at that gauge and then you roll back from there, right? If you're not doing it as good as The Voice, why is the show on TV?
I don't know. The judges, I think, are okay. It's everything else I think is terrible. The clues are all terrible and make no sense. Like, everything about it is just awful. And you know what I started doing? I just Google the next morning who it is.
Oh, yeah.
And then I don't have to watch it anymore.
You're free.
1-800-330-9999. What's that show that you hate watch? What show do you hate watch? 1-800-330-9999. I just finished watching season 4 of The Crown, and I hated every minute of it, but I felt so invested that I had to finish it.
You weren't alone. People loved the first queen. They're not in love with the second queen, and now they want them to get the Princess Diana, and that's all they want.
That's it. Mm. Hey, Anna and Raven, what do you hate watch?
Hi, Queen's Gambit. I know it was, like, huge and there was so much hype about it, but I just couldn't get into it, but I wanted to see what happened.
Me too. So here's
Here's
what happened, though. After the first episode, I watched the first episode and I knew right away. I go, this is going to be one of those things that I'm kind of intrigued, but I'm going to hate it. And I said right after that, that's it. Exactly. I'm not getting any more invested.
I'm so on the other side with you guys. I loved Queen's Gambit. I thought it was fantastic. I thought the actress, what's her name? She's amazing, that girl. She's like the new It girl.
Yeah, but if you're not into the storyline.
I don't know, man. I really enjoyed it. But I get it. You had to see what happened, right?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, she wins.
Thank you for the call. You can't do that, Raven.
Thank you.
Bye.
And Ann Raven, what's the show you hate watch?
I've been watching Better Call Saul because I'm a big Breaking Bad fan, and I'm strongly disliking the show. I only think I'm watching it out of fan service and because it's like a technical prequel to Breaking Bad, but yeah.
I love Better Call Saul.
Do you?
I never watched Breaking Bad, though. To be fair, I've never watched an entire episode of Breaking Bad. I've seen like two scenes of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And I love Better Call Saul.
I don't watch it, but my husband loves it. And he loved Breaking Bad, too.
I mean, the last season that was on, I thought was some of the best television that's ever been on TV, period.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you hate watch?
Grey's Anatomy. I've watched the show since it started, and I remember how good it was. You know, I loved all the characters. You know, the episode where the bomb went off, Danny! It's so good. All the characters that I loved are basically all gone, and it's just really, really bad. But here I am. Every week, I get excited when a new terrible episode airs, and I just hate watch it now.
I watched Grey's Anatomy early on, and then I just stopped. I don't even know when I stopped.
I'm with you. I hate watch Grey's too. It's my wife's show that I got into, and it maybe had a good season or two when I first got in there, and it just feels like the show is so over and everybody on the cast knows it and they're just waiting for somebody to turn the lights off.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you hate watch?
HGTV. I can't stand it initially, but then I sit down on the couch while my wife is watching, and after like an episode or two of like House Hunters, I can't stop. I'm hooked.
Yeah, me too. I don't understand why I'm so obsessed with what house they're going to buy. And why do they only have three options?
Three options.
That's it.
That's it.
Like, what if they hated all three of them? They still got to pick one. I wonder if they have to sign a contract if they have to buy one of the houses that is shown to them.
But I'm tired of seeing what they're going to do with their backsplash, too. The one that sucks me in is Love It or List It?
Yeah.
Oh, what is she going to do with her British accent? And what's going to happen here? And the contractor's going to tell him this is wrong.
Yep.
And then he'll find them, like, the perfect house, the greatest house, 2 miles down the road. And they always keep their own house.
And they don't want to move.
What is that about?
Right, you're supposed to list it. Like that. Just move.
Right, it's a far better house. I can see it. Yep. Everybody else at home can see it. This guy can see it. They can't see it.
Amazing.
You can head to our Facebook page. What's that show that you hate watch? If you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna on Raven.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.